show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo,
good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Angela Yee, don't even.
Listen, man, Angela, all I'm going to say is this was a great weekend. The reason it was a great weekend, Tribe Called Quest put out their album Friday. Really good album. Dropped one of Clues Bombs for Tribe Called Quest.
I heard a couple of tracks. They performed, shout out to Q-Tip.
They performed on Saturday Night Live. Dave Chappelle hosted Saturday Night Live.
For the first time ever.
Yep.
Yes, the NES Classic came out this weekend.
Did you get it?
I didn't get one for myself, but I have a really good friend who was trying to surprise me, but let me know that they got me one yesterday.
Okay, you did get one.
They did get me one.
I got one too. I had to pay double though.
They got me one off eBay. So that means that they spent a lot of money, and I really appreciate them because that means they appreciate me. Let me see what else happened.
I got one.
The Dallas Cowboys are 8-1.
Luckily.
It's no luck. Stop
that
it.
Was
there's
luck.
No, there's no such thing as luck in football.
That
you either
was
win
luck.
Or you lose. We won. All right? So all I'm saying is the NES Classic, the hottest thing in the street. Dave Chappelle did his thing on SNL. Tribe Called Quest got a dope album out. If Hillary Clinton would have gotten the White House, the 90s would have been back, baby.
My goodness.
Okay, Cowboys got the best record in the NFL right now.
Now, shout out to everybody out in Duval. I was out in Jacksonville, Florida. What's the station out there?
Can you say? You don't know our station in Jacksonville?
Do you? You
yes,
check.
I
Look
do.
Check. What
it's
is it?
93.3 to beat, baby. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Jack and Kill, Florida.
Now, shout out to them. I had to host an event out there. Had a great time.
I always have a lot of fun in Jacksonville.
Shout out to Chef X, who provided the food. Amazing, amazing spread. We had an amazing time. Actually, you set it up. Paris set it up.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I had a great time out in Jacksonville. A
lot of big women in Jacksonville. Drop one of Clues Bombs for all the 300-plus pounders in Jacksonville.
Nah, Jacksonville is popular.
A lot of pretty big women in Jacksonville. Nice, pretty faces, big bodies.
There's some big women. I took a couple of pictures that, yeah, it was a couple big women.
A lot of pretty big women. They look like the offensive line for my Dallas Cowboys. Drop one of Clues Bombs for the Dallas Cowboys again, damn it.
Any way okay. He can shout out the Dallas Cowboys, he's going to shout them out. Now, also, happy birthday to my daughter, Madison. Yesterday was her birthday. We had an amazing time. I took her to I Fly. How old's your daughter, Charlamagne?
My daughter's 8.
Your daughter would love it. It's indoor skydiving. And they, you can do it at the age of 3. I did it yesterday as well. We had an amazing time. Angelique, you ever did the skydiving thing? No, right?
No, not after you told me you would never do it again because you said you watched a lot of YouTube videos where it didn't work out.
That was from a plane. This is indoor skydiving. So you just basically lay down, they blow a fan, and you kind of just float.
That sounds very expensive.
I've never done that. You know what I did do that I was looking at again, and I was like, I might go back. I did trapezing.
I want to do that.
That's actually really fun.
They have it on the West Side Highway in the Chelsea Pier in Manhattan. That's where you did it?
Yeah, that's where I did it.
And you hung and everything like the
You
actually the circus
hold
people?
On to the, yeah, and then you flip over and then you flip off onto the net.
Really?
You sure it's not expensive?
It's not that expensive.
If it's expensive, my daughter can believe she can fly.
No. It's not that expensive. And we did like a whole birthday thing, and my daughter and like 11 friends went.
Yeah, that's
had
a really
a great
fun thing.
Time last
that's
night.
A really fun thing to do. We did. We actually went for my friend Dolores' birthday when we went.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a whole group of us. So you can actually get a nice rate when you get a whole group of people together. So.
Yeah, she had a great time. So shout out to iFly Westchester. We had a good time.
And do you play More Money, More Problems off your phone while you're floating in the air?
I thought about it. I actually thought about it because that's what you feel like when you're floating there. You feel like you
Puffy
in that video.
And Mason,
yes.
The More Money, More Problems video. That sounds very More Money, More Problems.
Well, anyway, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we doing, ye?
I mean, let's talk about Donald Trump. A lot of things happened over the weekend. He was tweeting. We'll tell you what Bernie Sanders has to say about Donald Trump and what Donald Trump is saying. I was watching his 60 Minutes interview. I don't know if anybody had a chance to see that.
Yes,
I watched that too.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like a guy that's unprepared to do anything.
Very unprepared.
Definitely unprepared.
Oh, there's been a lot of racial things happening and a lot of hate crimes. And his answer and reply to that was, just stop.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, let's start the show off with some Drake. Like we always do. It's too good. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Hey,
we are The Breakfast Club.
Hey.
Let's get in some front page news.
You're really hyped today, Sean.
We got a lot to talk about, so we're not going to talk about, we're not going to double stories up, right? Front page news, Redskins beat the Vikings, Bucks beat the Bears, the Chiefs beat the Panthers, Titans beat the Packers, the Eagles beat the Falcons, Rams beat the Jets, the Broncos beat the Saints, Texans beat the Jaguars, Dolphins beat the Chargers, the Cardinals beat the 49ers, and the Seahawks beat the Patriots. And in Monday Night Football, my New York Giants take on the Bengals.
I mean, it makes no sense to ignore the team with the best record in the league, but I mean, I know that you can try to avoid us, but the Dallas Cowboys are 8-1.
Luckily,
we beat that rapist Ben Roethlisberger in the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday, 35-30. Drop one of Q's bombs for my young boys, Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, baby.
All right. With the grilling, he can't even say Q. He said drop one of Q's bombs instead of Clue's bombs.
I said Clue.
No, you didn't. You said Q's bombs.
Well, whatever. You know what I meant, damn it. All right? Dallas Cowboys are 8-1. That's all that matters.
Listen,
I talked to God yesterday, right?
Did you really?
And I never really talked to God about sports, but God just whispered to me. God said, look, I'm ignoring America right now to focus on America's team. Okay? He said, you can stand 4 years of Trump as long as the Cowboys have a great franchise for the next 4 years. I said, you know what, God? Do your thing. Do your thing.
So it's the Cowboys' fault Trump is the next president?
No, he has nothing to do with that. That's all Satan. Okay? But he's not intervening. All right?
All right. Well, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump is saying he's not going to have any long vacations, no presidential salary during his time in the White House to get $400,000 a year. So he's not taking that. Now, he did a 60 Minutes interview that aired yesterday. He also said that he plans to deport 2 million to 3 million undocumented immigrants who have criminal records after his inauguration in January. He said, what we're going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. A lot of these people are probably 2 million. It could be even 3 million. We're going to get them out of our country or we're going to incarcerate. And he said, after the border is secure and everything gets normalized, we're going to make determination on the people that they're talking about, who are terrific people, but we're going to make a determination and we are going to secure our border.
There's nothing presidential about Donald Trump. I watched that 60 Minutes special and I felt like how, you know, sometimes when you're a radio personality and you sit down and you haven't done any prep for anything, so you just start talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Donald Trump comes
off. Do we have any
me.
Of that interview?
No, nothing. Now, he also said he's not going to live in the White House that much. He said he's going to live primarily in his own home.
Yeah, I think he has their child is still in school and they don't want to uproot him or something like that.
He's going to be in New York on the weekends.
That's going to be horrible for traffic.
You can't do that. Yeah, stay in. You got to go stay in the White House. Go do that in Washington. We don't want you here in New York causing traffic and all kind of crazy
stuff. That's going to be bad.
People trying to kill you and all that. We ain't got time for that here in New York. Okay? Keep that in Washington where they know how to secure presidents. I don't think they know how to secure presidents in New York like that.
There's certainly been a lot more hate crimes ever since Donald Trump has been elected as the next president, and his response to that was simply stop.
With a wink.
Just stop it. Just stop it.
He said stop it with a wink.
He
yes, he did.
He did not wink.
They was like, look, man, it's Latinos and Muslims getting beat up ever since you became president-elect, and he was like, stop it. Wink.
He didn't wink.
He winked, yo. I've seen him. Well, he had something in his eye then.
Yeah, maybe he had something. Okay. He didn't wink. All right.
Well, that's a great solution. Just tell everybody stop it.
Right. And that's front page.
Just not interested. I just don't care at this point in time. I'm just going to try to be over it. And the fact of the matter is my Dallas Cowboys are 8-1. Okay? Can we talk about that?
No, we don't.
Can we talk about Dak Prescott being president?
Front page news is over.
Can we talk about that?
No.
Stop.
Front page news is over.
Can we talk about Ezekiel Elliott being the new Secretary of Defense? Can we talk about that?
Nope.
You don't talk about none of those things?
Nope. Okay. All right, but tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Call us up right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you had a bad morning or a bad weekend.
Maybe you watched Insecure on HBO and you got in your feelings when you watched that show last night.
I got in my feelings last week. I ain't getting my feelings last night. Last night, I was just like, there's no way in hell. We're going to talk about that later, right?
Yes.
I just want y'all to know, ain't no such thing as sucking a penis once as a man. I want you to know that, okay? If you ever touched a penis once,
can you say that?
Wait.
They could have just... All right, we'll talk about it later.
Is that how we're going to start the show this morning?
That's what
Shout out
to
our girl Amanda Diva, who was on Insecure last night.
Dropping
also.
The clues bombs for Amanda Seals. Yes.
All right. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. Tell them why you're mad. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on The Breakfast Club, for real?
I'm mad because they still talking about this election that's over with. Everybody should have went to vote and they would have got Hillary.
I mean, truth to the matter is Hillary won the popular vote, though.
She did.
And you can't really be upset for people being still mad. I mean, when you put a hate-mongering, fear fear-mongering person in the White House that has been, you know, doing that for 18 months, people are going to be have backlash to that.
Who has no idea what he's talking about, it seems like.
No clue. Hello, who's this?
This is Divine from Columbia, South Carolina. Mad as hell.
803.
Why are you mad, bro?
I'm mad because now everybody want to give respect to Donald Trump. But they didn't want to give respect to President Obama when it comes to the name. President-elect Donald Trump, when people, mostly people say, oh, Obama. So that's one. President Obama tried to work with everybody. He played by the rules. Now, here it is, Donald Trump spills off like, he's going to get that type of respect? No.
I'm not giving Donald Trump no respect. I listened to Dave Chappelle this weekend talk about let's give Donald Trump a chance.
A shot, a chance,
hell
yeah.
No. You know why? Because nobody gave Nate Parker a chance. Nobody gave Bill Cosby a chance. This man going to talk crazy for 18 months. Then all of a sudden, we just going to open him with welcome arms? Hell no. He going to have to do a lot.
Hello, who's this?
It's Kyle from Columbus.
Hey, Scott. Tell him why you mad, bro.
I know before you... Or hear me out on this before you jump at me, because I know you're going to.
Go ahead.
But this whole country has become so sensitive. Why would everybody rather have a woman who has stole multiple millions of dollars from the American people than somebody who has made a couple inappropriate comments on live TV?
A couple inappropriate comments? So you think that, you know, slandering whole ethnic groups like Mexicans and Muslims and offending women the way he has is
saying
just
that you'll grab a woman by the vagina?
Yeah, that's just a couple.
I don't agree with that.
A lot of people have come forward, so it's not just a couple of comments, but people that have worked with him in the past on Celebrity Apprentice and said all kinds of things that he was saying behind the scenes about people, calling women pigs.
Wouldn't you want somebody that has some experience? Like, this guy's never been a class president in high school.
All that stuff that he did, yeah, I don't agree with any of that. It all happened in the beginning of the election, and he even said himself, he learned from it, he apologized from it, and I think we should give him a chance.
It didn't happen just at the beginning of this election. It happened his whole entire life.
By the way, that is the epitome of rich white privilege. Okay, that a man can slander people for 18 months, say whatever the hell he wants for 18 months, and we're supposed to give him a chance.
He bought his way into that presidency, absolutely.
But when it comes to Birth of a Nation with Nate Parker, like, nope, we dead in that movie. When it comes to Bill Cosby, he don't get the benefit of the doubt. We're supposed to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt?
Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Khaled for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, over the weekend, Dave Chappelle and A Tribe Called Quest took over SNL Saturday Night Live. Amazing show.
It was really good. I really enjoyed Dave's monologue, and I really enjoyed the Walking Dead sketch.
The Walking Dead sketch was dope.
Everything else after that, I wasn't that really.
The house was wack.
Oh no, the election night was dope.
I didn't like that.
I liked the election night with Chris Rock. You know why I like that? Because that was real accurate. That's exactly how he was
That's how we was there.
Even some of the lines when he was like, "The black and brown vote comes in late." That's exactly what somebody in Hillary's team told us.
We were there. It was like, no, we're gonna get Virginia. The black people coming late. I said,
that was very accurate.
I know you said you planned to go to Saturday Night Live.
Nah, I feel like I wasn't that. Me and I went out to dinner with the family. I didn't feel like it. Salute to my guy Pete Davidson, always holding me down. But I honestly didn't feel like going again.
Now you know what I spent my weekend doing?
What's that?
Cleaning my house and doing some getting rid of a whole bunch of things. Like, I have all my summer clothes. I put it away in the closet in boxes, and then I switch them out with my winter clothes just to be organized.
Right.
So every season, I just switch out clothes, and I have a lot of junk in my house.
How much you charge for that?
I don't do it for other people. I do it for myself. Oh. It's something I kind of feel like you have to do yourself because nobody else is going to know what I want to get rid of.
No.
So it was like nobody could really help me do it. So I spent my whole entire weekend. I spent literally 12 hours yesterday cleaning my closet out.
Oh.
But I think it's an important thing to do because you feel a lot less cluttered.
I pay you hourly.
I mean, like, I didn't wear this in 2 years. It's old. And a lot of times I keep things just because somebody I know gave it to me. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom gave me this. I can't get rid of it. But
they said if you give away stuff like that, like when your cup overfloweth, when you give away, you get blessings back.
Absolutely.
Well, I definitely had a couple people come over and take some things yesterday, and the rest of the stuff I donate. So I let my friends come. Does anybody want anything? And they take what they want, and the rest of it donate.
Okay. What about panties and bras?
You throw those away.
Oh.
What's wrong with you? You give away your old drawers?
Yeah, I do. When I give away stuff to the Salvation Army and the stuff I want to give away,
underwear? You
give
underwear
away?
That's
damn
disgusting.
Right.
Nobody want to wear your own underwear. That's just disrespectful.
I do.
Nasty, man.
Nobody want that skid mark underwear.
When I give away Salvation Army and who else? Red, whatever. When I donate clothes, I throw everything in there.
You shouldn't do underwear.
Why?
Yeah, no, that's disrespectful.
I throw old wife beaters, socks.
Come on, man. Certain things have to be thrown. Your yellow stained wife beaters, you got to throw those out.
Man, another man's trash is another man's treasure.
No, it's no one's treasure.
This guy's
but how come you
wouldn't
give Donnell Rawlings' brother one of your old
sweaty t-shirts?
Because
he's gay and he was using them for perverted purposes.
How you know?
That's perverted. Like, that's just perverted. You don't do that. I'm not giving you a pair of my drawers. You can masturbate too. I wouldn't give a woman a pair of my drawers.
All right.
Okay, that's just perverted.
But you'll donate it.
That's right.
I don't understand this.
You can wear them, but you can't jerk off to them.
Okay. Good guy.
You got rumors coming up? We'll tell you who plans to run for president, and we got some of his interview. Also, Shaquille O'Neal is back in the studio, dropping bars again. We got that for you as well.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Monday. We're back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Kanye did an interview with BBC Radio, and we all know he's been talking about running for president. He might really be serious. Here's what he had to say.
Like, when I talk about the idea of being president, I'm not saying I have any political views. I don't have views on politics. I just have a view on humanity, on people, on the truth. If there's anything that I can do with my time and my day to somehow make a difference while I'm alive, I'm going to try to do it. Period.
Right. I don't see the problem. The bar for president has been lowered so much.
Yeah, you don't need to know about politics. Yeah. Right? He knows about
humanity.
Some
more money, though. He needs some bread. You need some bread for president.
He'll be fine.
Raise some money.
All you really need is a Twitter account and a bunch of Facebook followers to become president nowadays. That's all.
Congratulations to Adrian Bailon and Israel Houghton. They got married over the weekend.
Nice.
They got married on Friday in front of 70 guests. And she said she's never been happier. Adrian Bailon told People Magazine, "I genuinely just feel so blessed and grateful.
That was fast.
I've honestly never been happier in my entire life."
And you can tell he loves it, too, because he started losing weight.
"I've never felt what I feel right now. I can't even describe what it is, but it's such a peace mixed with total excitement." So congratulations.
Yeah, congrats to them.
To them. Angie Martinez was at the wedding, too, by the way. It was
really?
A small ceremony,
nice.
But that's nice. She was happy to have just her real friends right there.
That's how it's supposed to be.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal, he is back in the studio now. Let's not forget, Shaq is definitely a platinum artist. Okay, he had a couple of albums out. His first album went platinum, the next one went gold. And here's what he sounds like now.
From LSU to Miami, I always kept Dick Jersey. You belong in my birdcage, my fish tank top mermaid. Taylor suits by Hermes. These are shoes around Thursdays. Name ring bells on a big scale, you ain't home cause you third base. Drama with me is the worst case. Long as I'm here, you third place. Contest ain't no I'm the best, been first place since first place. Brick City where I represent, on the earth is my turf, boy. You wanna do the math, you ain't have to have that, have to have what I'm worth, boy.
Horrible.
Greatest NBA rapper of all time, Shaquille O'Neal. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Shaquille O'Neal, damn it.
Most successful.
What? Greatest NBA rapper of all time. It's not even close. Okay, Google Shaquille O'Neal and Fushnikins. Google Shaquille O'Neal, Risen and Method Man. Google Shaquille and Notorious B.I.G.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq got joints. Okay?
Not that.
I don't even know what the hell he was talking about just now.
Oh, okay.
He's being competitive.
No, that was trash.
All right, and Bill Cosby, some people are now saying, according to a doctor, that he's lying about being blind, basically. Now, in legal papers,
how you gonna tell that man what he can see?
They said he's been suffering from this eye condition for years, which has gotten worse and worse to the point that he's legally and functionally blind. But now experts are saying the condition that he says he has, keratoconus, which is a condition of the cornea, and they said that condition is treatable and it doesn't even lead to blindness. So they said maybe, perhaps, he has some other things like glaucoma, but they said that also can be treated as well.
How you going to tell me what I can see? First you tell me who I raped. Now you telling me who I can see. Don't tell me what I can see.
I don't know, but he can't identify who these women are. So
I can't see.
He's legally blind.
The man can't see.
That's your story. Stick with it.
I'm legally blind.
If the man say he can't see, who are you to tell him he can see?
You're right.
I think Stevie Wonder can see, but what that mean?
Stevie Wonder can't see.
Yeah, you can tell by the way Stevie posts the pictures, he can't see nothing.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor reports.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got some front page news to tell you about Donald Trump and them bum-ass Cowboys. All right, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Let's get in some front page news, all right? I really don't want to do sports. My Giants play tonight, but I'll do it. Redskins beat the Vikings. Bucks beat the Bears. Chiefs beat the Panthers. Titans beat the Packers. What happened to the Packers? Packers used to be good.
Packers suck. Turn my damn mic on. Don't act like I'm not here. Don't turn my damn mic on, okay? Dallas Cowboys are 8-1. That's all we need to know out here in these streets.
Definitely.
Okay?
All right. Sheesh. All right. The Eagles beat the Falcons. Dolphins beat the Chargers. Cardinals beat the 49ers. Seahawks beat the Patriots. And in Monday Night Football, the Giants play the Bengals. All right. Now, let's talk about Trump.
Let's
man.
Talk about the Dallas Cowboys beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 35-30. We're 8-1. Best record in the league. Drop one of clues bombs for my Dallas Cowboys.
Lucky
There's no such
win.
Thing as a lucky win. Okay? God is ignoring America to make America's team great again. I have no problem with that.
My goodness. Let's talk about Donald Trump.
Oh, man. Donald Trump was on 60 Minutes over the weekend. He had a lot of quotables, but here is some of what he had to say about there's been a lot of hate crimes ever since Donald Trump has been elected.
I am so saddened to hear that, and I say stop it if it helps. I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it. I'm very surprised to hear that.
You're telling Muslims.
I hate to hear that. I mean, I hate
but
to hear
But you do
that.
Hear it.
I don't hear it.
You're not seeing this?
I saw one or two instances.
All right, so just stop it, everybody.
Stop it.
Donald Trump says stop, so now you got to stop. Now, in addition, he said he's going to immediately deport 2 million to 3 million undocumented immigrants and then figure out what to do with the rest.
And that's he gave crazy. Stephen Bannon. What is Stephen Bannon? Was he his chief strategist?
Yeah.
And he's a known white supremacist who said he didn't want his kids to go to school with Jewish kids?
Yes.
And we're not scared about who he's going to have. This is crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
You're talking about making Sheriff David Clark the head of Homeland Security? Sheriff David Clark from Milwaukee? That crazy mother effer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rudy Giuliani, Attorney General? This is the Legion of Doom.
And you got to talk about the vice president that thinks
Mike
that...
Mike Pence, who wants to do conversion therapy on gays?
Mm-hmm.
Thinks he can kill gay people?
You are delivered.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Right. You don't get what you want, America. I don't care as long as the Cowboys win for the next 4 years.
That's all you care about?
Right? Y'all going to get what y'all asked for, damn it. Okay.
Now let's talk about Bernie Sanders.
Well, Bernie Sanders had some things to say, too. Now, he recently sat down and did an interview with USA Today. And he said, they asked him, do you think you would have won if you were running? And he said he couldn't really answer that. But, you know, the numbers, some people would say that is the case according to certain polls. Now, he said there's a lot of anti-Trump demonstrations. He said we have a First Amendment. People are angry. People are upset. And they want to express their point of view that they are very frightened. He said, Mr. Trump, we have come too far in this country fighting discrimination and bigotry. We're not going back. And if you're going to continue that effort, you're going to have to take us on. He also said we should look at the Electoral College, which is seating a man for president who didn't get the most votes. This is something we need a serious discussion on, which a lot of people have been saying we need a serious discussion about that. You know, she did win the popular vote, and somehow Donald Trump is still in office. He also talked about campaigning in 46 states in the country, and basically a lot of people, just the average person suffering, not being able to send their kids to college because they can't afford it, having a decent job at a factory and that factory goes to China. Why is it you're seeing almost all new income and wealth go to the top 1%? People are angry and they are frustrated.
Yeah, I still don't understand this Electoral College thing. It's interesting because they asked Donald Trump about a tweet that he sent out years ago, a couple years ago, where he said the Electoral College is a joke. And I don't understand how if you win the popular vote and you get more votes
lose,
than
right.
your opponent.
He's with it now.
Of course he's with it. That's what caused him to win.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. They say they just don't want one region to basically make the president, which doesn't make sense. But I don't know.
I don't care. The Cowboys didn't win. Okay, drop on a clue bomb for my Dallas Cowboys.
So you could vote, and the person that you want to win could get the most votes, but then they still don't win because of the Electoral College.
I told you I talked to God. God said he's ignoring America to focus on America's team, and he doesn't even really intervene in sports too much, but he loves me so much that he said, you know what, this is for you.
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, let's talk about men going down on men.
Okay, first of all, let's put some context.
I was about to get to the context.
To that gayness that came out of your mouth just now.
All right, so earlier today in the studio. No,
what?
Last night on Insecure,
tell
HBO.
Tell us about Insecure.
last night on Insecure, there was an incident where Molly was dating a man, and she really likes him. They sat down. You know how you have the whole conversation, things you've done in the past.
They were doing their whole faxes, basically.
Right. And then he happened to mention that at one point he did perform oral sex on another man.
I don't know if he said oral sex. He said he had a gay experience with another man. He said he did it one time.
I thought he did say that.
I don't... He might have. He probably did. Because later on...
He didn't say I had a gay experience. I think he said he did. And it was one time.
Yeah. One time in college when he was 20 years old.
Yeah.
That one time at band
camp. So now she's a little bit concerned about whether or not...
That was a funny scene when they showed him giving her oral, but it looked like his head was bobbing up.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking that's what happened. And she was like, I can't stop thinking about that.
All right, well, the question is 800-585-1051. We're going to take it out of Insecure.
And some of her friends think that she shouldn't date him at all anymore. And some of them are like, it's just happened one time. It's a sexual fluidity thing.
Her friends are like, he's gay.
Well, okay? That's the question.
Amanda Seale's character thinks that he's gay.
Can you commit one gay act and not be gay? That is the question.
Can you kill one person and not be a murderer?
Come on now.
Huh?
If it was self-defense?
Okay.
This is different. This is just he had a little experimentation and...
All right, well, 800-585-1051. Can you commit one gay act and not be gay?
Stevie Wonder said you're gay in my eyes if I find out about that. Okay.
It's Kanye West. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Hypnotized, Notorious B.I.G. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're opening up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. If you commit one gay act, does that make you gay?
Now, by the way, everybody's tweeting us because, the guy on Insecure, I think his name is Lawrence. No, that's not Lawrence.
Jared.
Lawrence is Jared. Jared said that the guy performed oral on him.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I knew it was an oral situation.
Yeah, so he performed oral on him. He said it happened once.
I messed around with a guy before.
Wait, you did what?
I mean, it was like a long time ago. My friend and I were at this party in New York, both super drunk, went back to his place, and, you know, kind of happened.
What kind of happened?
He went down on me.
Oh, so you're like, bye?
Molly, one guy,
mm-hmm.
One time.
I think that if you commit a gay act like that, I think that you're gay.
Now, what if you didn't know that it was a man? Like, let's just say it was a man that looked like a woman.
And
you didn't know.
No, you're not gay. Because you're assuming, you're under the assumption that that was a female.
So what, are you a lawyer now?
No, that's true. That's a very good point.
Assumption.
If you're under the assumption that it's a woman and then you find out later it's a woman, you're gay by default, but it's really not your fault.
What if you're in jail and you're forced to do it?
That's just you adapting to your life, to your new life. That's all. If you got 100 years in jail and you have sex with a man, that's just what it is. It's prison. It's not gay. It's not straight. It's just prison.
They call it gay for stay.
Gay for stay.
It's prison. Now, if you are in regular real life, and you make the conscious decision to let another man perform any gay act on you,
right?
You're gay, bro.
Or any sexual act, basically.
You're gay.
All right, but let me ask you a question.
What if you're a woman?
Don't count for women. Don't even.
Yeah, women is just a little.
That's
different.
A double standard. Don't even count for women.
Like, yeah, but let me ask you a question. Let's say you say, oh, you know what? I'm going to try this one time. And then you try it and just don't like it. Like, it's not for me.
No. It's not like smoking crack, right? You can smoke one rock and say, yeah, I smoked crack before.
Does that make you a crackhead?
But I'm not a crackhead. But there's no other word to describe the fact that you let a man give you oral sex at one point in your life.
He was 20 years old.
No.
It's in college.
He might have been drunk in college.
I don't care.
Yeah, what if you're high and you don't know what's going on? Like the time with you and the dog.
I let the dog lick me once. I didn't let the dog.
I know, but I'm saying you.
I didn't let the dog keep licking me till completion. Okay, this
he
man.
He didn't say it was completion.
Yes, he did. He said that last night, and he said he completed.
Oh,
that he let it go.
What if you were the receiver and not the giver? Does that make a difference?
Because
you're
still gay.
He was the receiver.
You're gay.
All right.
Hey, gay.
Hello.
Gay.
All right. Hello.
Okay.
Yes, I'm trying to talk about this little question y'all got going
okay.
on.
Okay.
But let me put it in perspective. Let's say it's your boyfriend, and he tells you, okay, this just happened one time. Is your boyfriend gay?
One time.
No, not really. I feel like if you try it one time, and it's like, okay, this is not my cup of tea, then it doesn't really make you gay. It just says that you're curious and you want to try something. But if you think about trying it again, or you do, can you know, do the act again, of course, yeah. I like it. That's my cup of tea. I can honestly say I'm gay. I'm finna do this again.
What does it take to be gay? Consistent cups of tea?
Yes, consistent cups of tea.
I mean, I think one time. He only did it one time.
Well, how old are you, Mama?
Oh, I'm 22, and I can honestly say I'm not gay, but... I like women.
You don't count. It's a double standard with women.
But you know, it's an age thing, too. Because when you're younger, it seems like the younger adults, they're into bi-curious.
Fluidity.
Yes.
That's what they call it.
Sexual fluidity.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
A little older than that.
Only sexual fluidity I like is the fluid that comes out of...
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Basima from New Jersey.
Hey, Mama. Now, if your man committed one gay act, is he gay? Would you have a problem with it?
No. Yes. But I don't have something to say. I think Charlamagne's a little gay.
He only did one thing one time.
I've never had any gay sexual experiences.
Just one time.
Baby.
So
I
would
feel
you
lucky though.
Why do you feel that way? Why do you feel that way, baby?
Because you're a little gay, but I still like you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so you can be a little gay without doing any gay sexual acts. Yeah. I might have a little gay in me, but I'm not. I don't commit gay sexual acts. It's a difference.
All right,
I'm not willing to take it there.
What about dry humping?
I definitely dry hump.
Okay.
I definitely dry hump.
Maybe pull out no evidence.
I definitely dry hump. We play a game up here called prison. Everybody
I know, but
knows.
So I'm saying, so as long as is dry humping a sexual act?
No. Dry humping is not a sexual act.
Oh, y'all just saying that because y'all be here dry humping. Okay. So you want to make up the rules.
Yeah, that's practice.
That's practice.
I ain't never been in a game. I can't be a pro player if I ain't never been in a professional game.
Yeah, I never played.
I tried out a couple times. I didn't make the team.
800-585-1051. If you commit one gay act, does that make you gay? Call us now.
Gay!
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's a little gay.
That was Kent Jones, Don't Mind. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we're talking about something that went down on Insecure on
Someone
HBO.
Who went down.
There's some man that went down on HBO, Insecure. Now, we're asking, if you commit one gay act, does that make you gay? 800-585-1051. I feel like yes. If you commit it and you go all the way with it, yes.
All jokes aside, I think you have to have a level of consistency to be considered, you know, full-blown gay, like, you know, to, like, identify with the LGBT community. I don't think one gay act necessarily makes you gay, but it is gay, if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It was a gay act.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it doesn't make you gay, but it is gay.
All right, let me ask you a question. Let's say your daughter comes home and says, Dad, the guy she's dating did a gay act with another man, right?
Okay.
What would you advise her to do?
I'd say he's gay. I mean, that's the first thing I'm going to say. I'm going to say he's gay. There's no such thing as having sex with a man once, and then you just leave it alone.
But here's the thing.
Unless the man's mouth was terrible.
This happened a long time ago. He hasn't done it again since then. Now, let's take it out of that. Let's just say, Charlamagne, Envy comes to you, and he says, listen, since we're talking and really giving up a lot of information about ourselves, you know, I had a man perform oral sex on me when I was 20 years old.
I'll say, Envy, you came up in New York in the 90s. That's how everybody was getting on in the 90s. I get it.
Okay, so you're
don't
not
put
gay.
My name in
I
there.
Get it. I'm just trying to put it in perspective.
A lot of superstars in the 90s in New York came up the gay way.
I don't know what you're talking about over there.
Like,
I don't know what this guy is talking about.
There's another DJ that I was involved with.
Yeah, I gotta get, listen, man.
I don't know what you got.
I came
you
up under Mr. C. This is how things worked out.
Yeah, you guys are crazy.
I wanted my first foreign car. I had to do what I had to do.
You guys are crazy. Hello, who's this?
Hi.
Hey, what's your name, Mama?
Ingrid.
Hey,
hi.
Ingrid.
Oh my God.
Hey, Ingrid.
Hi, Angela. You're like my favorite. And Envy and also Charlamagne. You guys are super dope.
Thank you. We love you.
Now, if you commit one gay act, does that make you gay?
To be honest, I don't certainly think it does, because at the end of the day, there's this thing called experimenting.
Right.
Let you be you. You know, you're going to do some things down in your path where it's going to determine on exactly how your future unfolds. So at the end of the day, it's experimenting.
Well, what if it was your boyfriend that said that to you?
Okay, so I'm going to feel some sort of kind of way, but at the same time, to be honest, I'll deal with it as it comes. That's something I've never really imagined even happening.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Oh, hey, what's up, man? This is Low Religion, man, from Charleston, South Carolina.
843, what's happening?
What's up, bro? Now, if you commit one gay act,
man,
does that make you gay, bro? What's so funny?
No, I just.
Is this something you want to tell us?
If I made your date, you made my date.
What the hell are you talking about, boy?
I don't know what's going on.
We said, are you gay?
I thought you said that. Let me ask you
this question in a nice Geechee way. You ever put your penis in somebody boonky?
Oh no, boy.
What? I don't know what you guys are talking about. What's the moral of the story, man?
The moral of the story is being gay is not something you think. It's something you know, okay? So if you have to sit around thinking about, you know, if something you did was gay or not, man, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right,
well,
now.
Yeah,
I don't know
what you're
talking about. All I know is that, yo, if you have sex with a man once, I think that makes you gay, bro. I'm
gonna be honest. He didn't have sex, though.
Well, letting the guy do it to him, I think it makes him gay. He's gay.
All right.
He may not be a consistent gay or a committed gay.
It was a one-time experience.
But he's gay.
Now, let me ask you, you have a boyfriend. If your boyfriend came up to you and said, hey, I just want to tell you,
you did what, Envy?
No, I said if your boyfriend.
Oh, I thought you just started talking. I zoned out for a second.
No, if your boyfriend said that to you, would you still be all right with him?
Yeah.
If you do it once, you're gay. If you do it on a consistent basis, you're gay!
Oh, my goodness. We got rumors on the way.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about
one of... And if it's your lifestyle, then you're LGBT, and you got a card.
All right, well, we're going to talk about one of my favorite TV shows ever in life that is coming back. Also, Jay-Z, he tried to buy Prince's music catalog, and I will tell you what happened with that whole situation, that whole deal. And Gucci Mane talks about his sobriety and why that makes him better than a lot of rappers.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming back. They've been filming for the next season. It's been 5 years since Curb Your Enthusiasm went off the air on HBO, so now it's back. So I'm excited because that was one of my favorite shows ever.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, that show started back in 2000. It finished in 2011 after 8 seasons. It went on an indefinite hiatus, and now it's coming back.
I'm sure JB Smoove will be on there, right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
He's already been filming and everything.
I never got into it. I'll check it out.
Oh, my God. That show is hilarious. Mm-hmm. All right, Gucci Mane was recently on ESPN. He was on His and Hers, and he talked about a lot of different things like voting and being sober. Here's what he had to say.
You know, to ensure that I don't come back into this prison, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be totally sober. You know, I don't have any time to make any more mistakes or any, you know, I want to jump every hurdle that's in front of me, and it takes me to have a clear mind. I know my weaknesses, and being sober is just like a big strength for me.
How do you manage your sobriety given what your profession is?
To me, it's kind of even being more cocky. I love to be, you know what I'm saying? I love to tell somebody, hey, listen, I don't do drugs. You know, I'm sorry, baby, but I don't want anything to drink. I'll take a water.
Drop on a clues bomb for Gucci Mane, damn it. I keep telling you, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Mm-hmm. Gucci got tired of doing the same things over and over, and he changed his life by changing his lifestyle. That's how you win, damn it.
What is that sticking out of your head, Charlie?
It's a knife.
It's a butter knife.
Why do you have a knife?
Because I had a little itch right there under my Dallas Cowboys wool cap, so I decided to scratch it with a butter knife and just left it up there.
You might need to change your weave. A little scratch.
That's how I felt, too. Felt like that new growth coming in.
All right, Jay-Z. Now, you know, Tidal was trying to go ahead and purchase some of Prince's music catalog. Mm-hmm. He offered $40 million to take control of these unreleased tracks from Prince. Well, the estate has turned that down. They said they have no interest in signing a deal for Roc Nation to exploit any of the intellectual property assets of the estate. Then they also said that Tidal made 15 Prince albums available for streaming a couple of months after his death. Those releases were unauthorized, according to Prince's estate. And they also said that he had made a deal with Prince for a release of his final album, Hit and Run Phase 1, but they haven't found proof of a $750,000 payment to close that deal. So, guess there's some money owed somewhere.
And I wonder who's in charge of Prince's estate and stuff.
All his brothers and sisters.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
His family members, yep. All right, now Kevin McCall, I'm sure you guys saw these back and forths that were happening on social media.
I seen this over the weekend.
Sure didn't.
All right, well, this woman named Dominique is saying that he beat her up, and knocked her tooth out. She said, I've been crying since the moment it happened. I'm home now, depressed, feeling like a part of my life was stolen. I'm so hurt. I feel dead inside. He literally knocked me unconscious and continued to hit, beat me until he saw blood. Mm. Why? Because he was being disrespectful, calling me bitches, and I politely pulled over and asked him to apologize or get out of my car. What does that get me? Yet again, beat the F up. Like, WTF, two lacerations and my front tooth missing all within an hour. Kevin McCall is definitely paying for this.
Was he on Ayana Von Zahn or something?
He was on Fix My Life.
Okay.
As a matter, shout out to Dr. Steve Perry, who was on there with him also, trying to help him out. Now, she also showed some additional photos of her missing front tooth, and her lip was swollen. She said, Kevin McCall did this just an hour ago. This is what loyalty and trust got me, but I bet he'll regret it, just like I regret forgiving him and letting him back in my life. This is unforgettable and unforgivable. So he went ahead and started posting online as well. He posted some phone text messages between the two of them. And he responded, he said, this ish is a lie. You can't blame me for ugly. This played out, bro. And then he said receipts when he posted the text messages. He had her name saved as Psycho Dominique in his phone. He said, she's upset I'm trying to fix my life and have a better circle of friends. And he said, basically, he said, if they would have told me to get my ideal of success in life, I would have to go through lies, deceit, and betrayal and mistreatment. I would have tucked my tail and cowered away humbly.
Has Ayana ever fixed anybody's life?
I don't know.
Like, it's like she gets a lot of credit for things that I don't know if we should be giving her credit for. People go on the show, but do they actually get their life fixed?
Carucci seems like she's been doing well.
Where are they now? Carucci was never really doing bad.
She was on Fix My Life, though.
Yeah.
She didn't end up getting back together, and she's moved on with her life, and she seems like she's really doing pretty good for herself.
I don't know, bro. Ayana needs some receipts of who's
life. There's been a lot of people on that show, though. You're just thinking about the celebrities.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donk to?
Four after the hour is a teachable moment. We're going to talk about misguided energy. Some people have the energy to do the right things. They just go about them the wrong way, so they end up wasting a lot of energy. We'll talk about it four after the hour.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Ah. Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, November 14th goes to 21-year-old Johnny Mullins of Jenkins, Kentucky. Now, we on in Louisville, Kentucky on 93.1 The Beat and Lexington, Kentucky on Wild 103.9. Drop on the clues bombs for Kentucky. I don't know how close these places are to Jenkins, but if so, Kentucky hit me up and salute to y'all. But Johnny Mullins is getting donkey today because he wants to be a weatherman. Great profession, great profession. I know you're thinking, well, damn, Charlamagne, what's wrong wanting to be a weatherman? Nothing. You go to school, you study, you become a meteorologist, you make great money in life. I actually know a meteorologist. That's the real term for it. Meteorologists, don't disrespect them by calling them weathermen. Same way you don't disrespect custodians by calling them janitors. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Johnny likes to do Facebook videos and have people follow him on his Facebook because he does weather forecasts on his Facebook. So instead of putting energy into a school at 21 years old, he was doing his weather forecast on Facebook. Nothing wrong with that, but you still have to go to school, okay? You have to make your dreams a reality by actually going to school, right? Do we have some audio from his Facebook page so we can hear at least what he was trying to do? Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Good afternoon, everybody. Johnny Mullins here at Dine U with the dangerous forest fire conditions we are dealing with this afternoon. As you can see, we are dealing with some dangerous forest fire conditions. We have trees, actually, that are on fire right now, as you can see toward me. Let me show you some of this toward the ground, as you can see. Don't want to get so close to the fire because of the smoke. But as you can see behind me, this is what we're dealing with. We are dealing with some very, very dangerous conditions this afternoon across eastern Kentucky. And we have a very dangerous forest fire going on. We are dealing with drought conditions. We do have helicopters flying over right now, though, taking care of this. And they are dumping a lot of water over the region, keeping us updated. Of course, I have been dumped with water. this afternoon across eastern Kentucky. And smoke is just very bad.
He's not too good.
What a coincidence that he was there while all this was happening and was able
Not a coincidence at all. That's the reason Johnny Mullen is getting donkey today is because he was arrested for arson. Mm-hmm. Because he started the wildfire his damn self to draw attention to his weather videos on Facebook. I don't get it. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong or school me. If you want to be a weatherman and you're on Facebook doing weather forecasts, what in the hell does a wildfire you started have to do with the weather? Shouldn't you be talking to a Native American about doing a rain dance? You should be trying to manipulate the weather, not starting wildfires, okay? If you want to be a weatherman, you manipulate the weather. You want to make it rain, not make it burn, okay? If you want to be Smokey the Bear, then you start wildfires, and then you tell kids how to prevent them. I just don't understand how kids have a goal in mind. Being a weatherman is a great goal, but you waste so much time, effort, and energy on the absolute wrong ways to get to that goal. I Googled how to be a meteorologist, and it gave me 12 steps on how to become a weatherman on TV. I'm a young OG, a.k.a. I'm old compared to a 21-year-old. I didn't grow up in the era where you can just Google how to be what you wanted to be. Johnny lives in an era where you can Google how to be a weatherman, and it gives you 12 steps on how to get to that goal. By the way, none of the steps are starting your own wildfires, okay? I'll give you the first five for anyone listening who may want to be a meteorologist. Number one, take the right courses in high school. If you want to become a meteorologist, start preparing in high school. Number two, become familiar with technology. Number three, obtain a bachelor's degree in science. Number four, get a graduate degree. Number five, get an internship. The rest of the seven, you got to look up yourself. But once again, starting wildfires is nowhere on this 12-step list, kids. Listen to me. Stunts for attention on social media will not help you reach your long-term goals. May get you some attention in the short term, but it's not going to help you reach your ultimate goal. And if you want to be something like a meteorologist, nothing will beat the hard work and dedication you have to put in to get there, okay? Being a weatherman on TV isn't like being a cast member of Love & Hip Hop. You can't just get your followers up on Facebook and become the next Al Roker. A dream doesn't become reality through magic and Facebook likes. Okay? It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. Please give Johnny Mullen the biggest hee-haw, please. By the way, Johnny is the oldest 21-year-old I've seen in a long time. He's the oldest looking 21-year-old I've seen in a long, long time.
But how many likes did he get, though?
I didn't even bother to look. Does it matter?
Just curious.
I wonder if he can get a job now after that.
No. Why would you hire somebody that's willing willing to start his own wildfire just for attention on Facebook? And what does that have to do with the weather?
Maybe the conditions were so dry.
Well, he didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that. Okay. He didn't say that at all.
He didn't say that.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, let's talk Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live. Did you see it?
Amazing job he did. I loved his monologue. I loved the Walking Dead sketch. I loved the election night sketch.
Right, let's go to the monologue. You mentioned the monologue. At the end of the monologue, he talked about Donald Trump. Do we have audio of it? Let's play the audio.
I'm wishing Donald Trump luck, and I'm going to give him a chance. And we, the historically disenfranchised, demand that he give us one, too. Thank you very much.
And that is the question.
I had a big problem with that.
800-585-1051, what is your problem?
My problem was that you cannot, for 18 months, slander different racial groups, slander women, spread hate, spread fear, and then when you become president, we're just all of a sudden supposed to be like, okay, give the guy a chance.
Let's do it.
That's not the way the world works, bro.
So let's open up the phone lines. Should we give him a shot? Should we give him a chance?
Why should we?
We see what he said about women. We seen what he said about Mexicans. We seen what he said about Muslims. We seen what he said about our president.
Donald Trump set the stage for this. He set the stage for all of us to be looking at him crazy. He set the stage for people to be out here protesting him because of the hate that he spread.
Are we not going
to
sway the jury? Let's open up the phone lines.
Some of our listeners did vote for Donald Trump.
You're right.
Let's be clear.
They never had a problem with what he was doing to begin with.
Right.
But for the other 50-plus million people who voted for Hillary and other people who had a problem with the way that he was presenting himself and all this hate he was spreading, why should we just give him a chance?
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Do you think we should give Donald Trump a shot?
And he's already named Steve Bannon as
Let me not say shot. Should we give him a chance? Let me say chance.
Steve Bannon is a known white supremacist who said he didn't want his kids to go to school with Jewish kids. So, like, does that sound like somebody we should give a chance?
Let's open up the phone lines. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you've seen Saturday Night Live, it was hosted by Dave Chappelle over the weekend. A Tribe Called Quest was the musical guest. And during his monologue, Dave Chappelle said this.
I'm wishing Donald Trump luck, And I'm going to give them a chance. And we, the historically disenfranchised, demand that he give us one, too. Thank you very much.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Should we give Donald Trump a shot or a chance?
First of all, I hate the fact that we're acting like we have any choice but to give him a chance.
We don't have a choice.
He's the president of the United States of America. We ruined our options of when we didn't vote Hillary into the White House.
Although a lot of people are saying that that could change. I don't know what the real situation is with that. It would be historical.
With the Electoral College.
Yeah. The Electoral College did not vote him in. But
my thing is this. You earn a chance. Okay, like you have to earn that. All right, did we give Nate Parker a chance, or did we not support Birth of a Nation? Did we give Bill Cosby a chance? We just believed all his accusers. All right, it's no way that a man can say hateful things about Muslims, Mexicans, women, the handicapped for 18 months, and then all of a sudden we just give him a chance. And I'm looking at who he's putting around him. Steve Bannon is his chief strategist now. He's a known white supremacist who said he didn't want his kids to go to school with Jewish kids. Trump's on 60 Minutes seems like he wants to overturn Roe versus Wade. Ladies gonna have to go to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to get abortions now. Tuscaloosa will abort anybody, by the way. They'll abort you at 6 months.
Okay.
Sheriff David Clark might be head of Homeland Security. He thinks Black Lives Matter are a terrorist organization. Mike Pence, his vice president, believes in conversion therapy for gays. You want us to give the Legion of Doom a chance?
No.
That's what you're basically saying. You want to give the Legion of Doom a chance.
So I'm guessing you're saying no.
No, you got to earn that. Like, you got to do something like astronomically, like stupendous, like that changes the way everybody views you. There's no way you can build up this kind of resume over 18 months, and then we're just supposed to give you a chance.
So you're not in agreement with Dave Chappelle?
No. Dave Chappelle is basically saying, let's give him a clean slate and give him a shot.
No.
And I'm with Charlamagne now. Well, you can't talk about me, talk about all these people, and all of a sudden I'm just supposed to forget that and say, okay, I give you a high five, you my president? Nah.
Can I beat my wife for 18 months?
No.
Can I beat her for 18 months and then finally just up in one day be like, you know what, baby? I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to be a different individual.
No, you got to prove it.
I got to prove it. Stop it, man. No, we too quick to forgive all the damn time.
What do you think, E? Are you forgiving?
I was saying was, he's trying to say we have to start off with a clean slate, but I don't think so. I think that obviously we all have a lot of issues with Donald Trump. None of us in here voted for him, and he said so many inflammatory things that have actually repulsed me that I can't imagine just saying, let's just forget all that happened. Let's erase my memory and see what you're going to do. No, we have to hold him accountable and make sure that we keep our foot on his neck.
When somebody shows you who they are, what you supposed to do?
Believe it.
Believe them.
Hello.
My name is Greg, man.
Should we give Donald Trump a chance?
Nah, I don't think he's fit to be a president, man, because this man spread all kind of hate all over the place, man, and he's not even trying to make things right, you know what I'm saying? And the only president I think he should be is his company, Trump. That's it.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello, who's this?
Katie.
Hey, Katie, should we give Donald Trump a chance?
Yes, I think you should give Donald Trump a chance.
Why?
Because he is our elected president, and it is what the people voted for, and he hasn't even really gotten a chance to do anything yet. So I think it's a little unfair to kind of just judge him on a lot of the media hype that we've heard and not really give him a chance to...
Why are we calling this media hype like we didn't hear these things come out of Donald Trump's mouth?
Came out of his mouth.
Why are we acting like this is media hype?
It's not like a misquote or anything. This is what we've heard him say.
But, like, this is my point. Yeah, this is a guy saying stuff that guys would say. Like, you go in the street, you go in the locker room for
I've never called Mexicans rapists or drug dealers, man.
And I never wanted to grab a woman by the pussycat.
Well, if you do, like, actually look into it and read into things, a guy had said it on the street before, and it got, like, tons of high fives from men. So that just proves that, like, it's a man thing.
You voted for Trump. You voted for Trump, didn't you, baby?
She did.
Of course
you
did.
I did.
I know you did.
Right.
It's all good. God bless you, boo.
All right. Thank you, mama. All right. 800-585-1051. Should we give Trump a chance? Call us up right now.
You don't have a choice, by the way. Let's be clear about that.
Good morning. That was Khaled for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. Over the weekend, Saturday Night Live, Dave Chappelle hosted. Tribe Called Quest was the musical guest. And he said this during his monologue.
I'm wishing Donald Trump luck, and I'm going to give him a chance. And we, the historically disenfranchised, demand that he give us one, too. Thank you very much.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Should we give Donald Trump a chance? Hello, who's this?
We don't have a chance.
Hello? EJ.
Should we give Donald Trump a shot?
I don't know if it's so much that we should give him a shot. What I do feel like is that I don't think that we should be so negative about it, because I feel like this could possibly be a chance for everybody to get their stuff together. You know what I mean? Like, if this doesn't make people come together to fix their communities, then I don't know what will. So I'm not saying that I'm for Trump, but I'm definitely for a change.
And listen,
you know what I mean?
I'm with you on that, but that ain't got nothing to do with Trump. I'm going to keep God first. I'm going to spread love because that's what we need right now. And I'm going to get this money regardless.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, hi, good morning. It's Jay.
Hey, Jay. Should we give Donald Trump a chance?
I mean, at this point, I really don't feel like we really have a choice.
We don't have a choice.
We don't?
You know,
he's the president.
President-elect, you know, it kind of sucks. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm Dominican.
What's that got to do with it?
Contrary to your popular belief, J-Lo is not your president. Trump is your president. I don't care if you're Dominican or not.
J-Lo is not Dominican.
But what I want to say is, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I'm just hoping that, you know, Donald Trump, by him, you know, saying all the nasty things that come out of his mouth, it's just really all him talking. And it sucks because, you know, he plants his seed in all these, you know, supremacist heads.
Right.
You know, and you just take it to a whole different level. What I wanted to say about, you know, by me saying that I'm Dominican, I have racist people in my family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I started dating out of the race and, you know, I have mixed kids, like...
You mean like you know, Puerto Ricans?
No, like black. You know, it was like a big thing in the family.
Right.
You know, and a lot of them talk a lot of stuff, but at the same time, they have really good relationships, you know, with people of color, with other races, but they just like to talk a lot.
Just
so
not
I'm
for you.
Well, you let them
black,
know that
exactly.
Donald Trump is building a wall around all clothes stores that sell white jeans.
He'll stop it,
so
man.
Y'all
well,
gonna be...
I want to know what they're going to do when they, I guess, support everyone, you know, Spanish people, black people, and it's just a whole bunch of white people here. What are they going to do when they need labor done? Like, I want to see how they're going to go about.
Why
are
they deporting us?
But hello, who's this?
What are you talking about?
Megan.
Megan, good morning. Donald Trump, should we give him a shot?
Hell no. He said he is openly a force I choose to break the law. He's far too vindictive. He can't control what he says. It's almost impossible to know where he stands on any issue. He is just a bomb waiting to just go off.
Okay.
The main thing is that I don't really feel like he knows what he's doing.
He does definitely doesn't know what he's doing.
The main thing is this man has been saying hateful things about Muslims, Mexicans, women, and the handicapped for 18 months. Okay, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Number one, we don't have any choice but to give this man a chance because he's president of the United States of America. We threw our choice out the window on election night. Even though Hillary did win the popular vote, okay? And that's that. So all I can do is sit back and say I expect more of the same of what I've seen for the past 18 months. And I'm looking at the people he's putting around them, and he leads me to believe that it's going to be more of the same. Steve Bannon, Google him. Known white supremacist who said he didn't want his kids to go to school with Jewish kids. Donald Trump wants to overturn Roe versus Wade. Mike Pence believes in conversion therapy for gays. Sheriff David Clark may be his head of Homeland Security. He thinks BLM is a terrorist organization. Bro, this is the Legion of Doom.
All right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Janet Jackson and this potential love child everybody's been talking about for so long. Does she have a secret child that nobody really knows about? Also, I'll give you an update on the Brad Pitt-Angelina Jolie custody battle that's going on. What does Brad Pitt have up his sleeve now?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, I know we were all tuned into Saturday Night Live with Dave Chappelle hosting for the first time. And, of course, with Tribe Called Quest as a musical guest. Well, what they are saying is that it was a record-setting episode.
There you go.
Congratulations to Dave Chappelle, 6.2 million.
Oh, drop on the clues bombs for that. Wow. I love that, baby. I love to hear that.
Now, here's a little bit of, in case you missed it or you need to refresh and go see it, here's a little bit of what happened.
I didn't know that Donald Trump was going to win the election. I did suspect it. Seemed like Hillary was doing well in the polls, and yet I know the whites You guys aren't as full of surprises as you used to be. And I think I speak for all of Black America when I say that we are all praying for Omarosa. I don't even know what she's doing in the news. But America's done it. We've actually elected an internet troll as our president. And whites are furious. We've never seen anything like it. I haven't seen white people this mad since the O.J. verdict. There's a split screen with white people on both sides. Ah!
All right, so if you guys missed that, you should check out.
I thought it was great. Drop on the clues bombs for Dave Chappelle again. Drop on
the
clues bombs.
For all the Walking Dead fans.
That was a great sketch. Drop on the clues bombs for A Tribe Called Quest 2 because they contributed to that 6.5 million in ratings as well. That was both their first times hosting SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rock
was there.
Busta Rhymes, Consequence also.
They weren't advertised, though, so they didn't contribute to the 6.5 million. But salute to them.
They were part of the show.
Yes, they were.
All right, now this is interesting. People got very upset with Oprah over the weekend, and that is all because of some comments. It all started Thursday, November 10th, right? That's when Donald Trump visited President Barack Obama in the White House, and Oprah said on Twitter, "Everybody take a deep breath, hashtag hope lives." Now, we all know she did endorse Hillary Clinton in this race, and I guess on Oprah's behalf, she was saying it gave me hope. She said this on Entertainment Tonight. To hear President-elect Trump say he had respect for President Obama, I felt he had reached a moment where he was actually humbled by that experience. I think everybody can take a deep breath.
No.
Everybody
can't
started
take
going
a deep breath,
in
Mama.
On Oprah,
I'm
on
a
Twitter.
I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, and I totally disagree with that. No,
this
we can't
election
take a deep
had everybody
breath.
Going in on Oprah, right? Yeah. People were tweeting out, "This election just took Oprah from me." They said, "Oprah, what the F? This is not one of my favorite things. No, Oprah, we're not going to take a deep breath. Love you, but with all due respect, the hatred that man has released won't touch your life."
I will not live in an era where they buried Birth of a Nation because of Nate Parker's past allegations, where they buried Bill Cosby because of his past allegations, and now you want us just to give a deep breath because Trump was in the White House with Barack after he spewed nothing but hate for 18 months? F out of here.
Somebody else said, "My God, if I was as rich as Oprah, I'd feel relief too. Too bad so many marginalized people aren't as rich as Oprah."
What's marginalized me? So I can be even more mad.
The people that people that are on the margins, forgotten about, not taken care of, marginalized. Okay. All right. Brad Pitt is saying that he has some audio tapes that he can use against Angelina Jolie in their child custody battle.
This is getting messy.
And these recordings can hurt her chances at winning primary custody of their six kids. Now, according to an insider, they're saying, "We believe audio tapes exist of Angelina that would be absolutely dynamite against her if they were to be made public. Nobody wants to play dirty like that. It's not good for the children." But Angelina and her team seem absolutely hell-bent on trying to discredit Brad in order to stop him from getting joint custody.
I don't care.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's an ugly thing to watch.
I don't care. We're busy trying to bring the country together. I don't care how Brad and Angelina's apart.
Listen, I'm just giving you updates. It's the rumor report. And Janet Jackson, does she have a secret child out there? Well, on Growing Up Hip Hop, her ex-husband James DeBarge says, "I'm tired of the secrecy." That's what he told his daughter Christania. He said, "I'm tired of the truth not coming forward and people being a coward when it comes to it, and I thought it was wise for me to speak out now because it needs to be addressed." He said, "To be honest with you, I don't know. I was under the impression that there was no baby. I wanted to believe it. It's not true, but it is." So that's still kind of not an answer, but people are saying there is that.
That baby
child.
Be what, like 30?
I don't believe she's pregnant now.
No, she's pregnant now.
65 years old and you pregnant?
She's not 65.
How old is she?
She turned 50.
Okay. No, I don't believe she's pregnant now. That's just my personal opinion on the situation. But what do I know? Okay, I didn't even know what marginalized means, so don't listen to me.
You're right.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor.
Janet Jackson pregnant by 21 Savage. Drop one of the clues bombs for that. That is a
don't
fact.
Don't put that out there. That's not
that
a fact.
Fact.
That's not a
that
fact.
That is a fact.
Though.
She didn't need the plan B like he told her to.
Stop
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, that is a fact.
Somebody will believe you. Stop
this
it.
This is a fact. Run with that. Somebody post that on the blog today. Janet Jackson's pregnant from 21
Stop
Savage.
Stop it.
Okay? That is a fact.
Thank All right, you,
thank
done?
You for the rumors.
That's your rumor report?
Okay. That's the rumor report. All right, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051.
Still lying about this People's Choice Mix for almost 7 years now. DJ Envy, boy, a brand you can trust.
What you want to hear?
You are spewing some hate this morning, Charlamagne.
What you want to hear?
What is wrong with you?
I want to hear 21 Savage, No Advance.
All right, I got you.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I also, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. So shout out to our family at Revolt, the People's Choice.
They lying about them being family, too. You just on a roll this morning, huh?